what's going on? This is the Educated Guest Podcast. I'm Justin. I'm your host. Thank you if this is your first time. I usually do these very custom, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing these very custom because we want to ramp up the volume of how we distribute these things. But still, I kind of like talking to you in a unique way so you get to hear where I'm at every single time we release an episode. That way it's not super cookie cutter and box cutter, but times are changing. We might see how we're going to do that. That said, thank you. This is your first time. And this is really me talking. It's really Friday. And I really hope that you're enjoying what I'm about to talk about. If you just tuned in this past Wednesday, you heard from me about the Public Library Initiative. And the Public Library Initiative is brand new. It's a creative accessibility initiative. And we made it alongside school and research and development. Now, school is a design studio based out of New York City, and research and development is an art museum based on the web. So really cool companies, love what they're doing. I actually have nothing but amazing things to say about them. I could talk about them for days. So if you get a chance, go check them out on Instagram. School is spelled at S-C-H-O and type 13 O's. There's 13 O's there in L, and you'll find their page. Very unique. And research and development is researchdevelopment_ on Instagram. So go follow them. Go check them out. You'll see plenty more going on about the public library on their page as well. That said, what are we talking about today? We're talking about more public library things. This week is National Library Week. If you weren't aware, then now you know. And National Library Week is all about celebrating the art of learning, celebrating the renewal of your childhood curiosity. And I want to pay particular attention to that purpose for just a second. You know, half the battle of art and design careers is understanding what the resources are that people are using. Understand what people are looking at, listening to, watching. It's kind of like, you know, trying to make a hamburger with Kobe beef, and you've only ever watched someone make hamburgers with McDonald's beef. Now, McDonald's makes a lot of hamburgers and sells a lot of hamburgers, but are those the best hamburgers available? Depends on who you ask. It's debatable. But most people you ask will say no. So it's very similar to how the way that art and design careers work. I mean, you'll sit there and you'll have all these different references, but they'll be all from the same sorts of places. That's how you end up making the same rap album over and over and over again, and you're not exposed to anything new. So what are we talking about? We're talking about exposure. You know, nowadays, if you think about the construction of the modern brain, the construction of the human brain, think about it. You know, if you have every bit of information that's ever been written ever in the world available to you, then wouldn't you realize that you're getting smarter and smarter and smarter over time? Question mark. So why is it that so many people don't necessarily know what questions to ask, are complaining about the algorithm? The algorithm is truly just a representation of you getting fed the same stuff over and over and over on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. That's, and on Facebook, those are good representations of how you eat. That's like saying that you want to go on a diet, yet every time you sit down at the dinner table, your mom or your dad just brings nothing but cookies and ice cream to the table. And it's like, you can say you're going on a diet all you want, but if they're bringing cookies and ice cream to the table every single night, it's reinforcing the negative habit. So why am I talking about these habits? Why am I talking about this sort of thing? I'm talking about this sort of thing because you'll have a chance to start your journey of new exposure on Sunday at our inaugural book fair. So the book fair is part of this larger public library initiative, and it's a quarterly lecture series where, you know, selected contributors to the public library will talk about the inputs and inspirations that have led them down the path of success for them, what success meant for them. They've been able to achieve that, or are currently achieving that, or on their way to achieving that. That's what the book fair is. So it's a couple of key logistic items I'm sure you're wondering is that it's open to the public. It's free. It's going to run from 2 to 6 p.m. 2 to 6 p.m. So mark your calendars right now. Go ahead and go to publiclibrary.org. That's with a K in public. And you'll be able to see at the top left-hand corner where it says book fair, highlighted in blue. If you click that, you'll be taken directly to the registration page for the event I'm talking about. And you'll see, as of the recording of this podcast, there's over dozens and dozens and dozens of people who've already registered. And you'll also scroll down and you'll see some of the key names that you'll definitely not want to miss. So number one is Archie Lee Coates, the fourth. He's co-founder and partner at PlayLab, based out of New York originally. Now they just moved to LA. You can see some of their work on their website. That's playlab.org. Simone Nerona is an illustrator and art director, is a former, you know, I don't even know where to start. I mean, every newspaper, every major publication, her work has been there, and she's seen it up close, done it up close, and you'll definitely want to hear from her. Andrew Herzog, artist and partner at school, former co-founder of Hallraff, based out of New York, and he's an artist, and he's able to do this unique thing where he weaves his artistry into his design practice as well. There's almost no hard line drawn in the sand between the two, and I love that about him. Close friend, great guy. Christy Benson is our fourth speaker, and she's communications director at the High Museum of Art, based out of Atlanta. And if you're not aware, that's one of the, if not the preeminent art museums in the Southeast. So if not the entire globe, I mean, that was the second place that Virgil's Figures of Speech exhibit came. And I think that really put us on the map as a global sort of installation, global sort of art hub. And that's right down the street from where I live. So it's very, very close to the heart. This is what you can look forward to this Sunday, April 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You'll see that on the book fair page. And I don't want you to miss this. I think that what I was talking about earlier about references, about eating better food, about garbage in, garbage out, like that sort of mentality is what will be perpetuated if you don't start kicking the tires in a new direction. So this is your chance to really do something very unique. This is your chance to really do something different that stands out from the crowd. And think about your career compared to the quote unquote competitor of you. Let's say there's two graphic designers and one spent Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. on Eastern on April 26th, when everyone in the entire nation, for the most part, is quarantined and should be in the house. You spent it hearing from these four wonderful speakers, and they spent it doing what? Playing the game. And not playing the game because they get paid money to do it, but playing the game. Scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Twitter, not posting anything, just scrolling. Like, think about the alternatives. So when you evaluate the alternatives, you'll immediately see that this is a no-brainer. You'll see that you'll not want to miss this. You'll see that this is something you really, really don't want to pass up. And I'm not just talking about this because I'm, you know, part co-creator in this initiative. That's probably 20% of why I'm mentioning this. The 80% is that when I was 17 years old, when I was 21 years old, when I was 24 years old, when I was 25 years old, like these sorts of opportunities where, number one, I don't have to get up and go anywhere. Number two, it's for the public. Number three, there's a very, very special surprise during the book fair itself that I don't want to mention until you actually sign up. And it's a very special surprise that I think you'll find very, very unique. And you don't want to miss that. So yeah, for sure, I'm holding on to information, because if you don't want to show up, then you don't get to know everything. So the other thing is that if I was 25 years old, if I was 23 years old, it doesn't matter. Jordan year, I was posting on Instagram, all of this stuff. The end of the day, what I was truly seeking, what I was truly looking for was an experience that was similar to art school. An experience that let me hear from people who had been there, who had done that. Hear from people who knew the answers to my questions. Hear from people who wouldn't try to box me in. Who knew that every single time that I talked about music, in the same breath that I talked about art, in the same breath that I talked about design, in the same breath that I talked about architecture, they knew that all of those things were intertwined. I don't know if this is meant for you, honestly, because this isn't meant for everyone. This isn't meant for the person who just seeks to go and get a new job, level up their career, make 15% more on their salary, retire with a nice 401k. This isn't for that person. And that's okay if that's you. There's nothing wrong with 401ks. I'm actually not saying anything against it. I'm saying that there's a certain mentality that comes alongside saving for 50 years in the future and getting your reward then. No, this is for people who want their reward now, who want to feel not as if they've received anything, but that they the reward of knowing that they're on the right journey and that they're on the right path and they're on a path that is integrated with their entire personality, their entire person, their entire being. And if you want to be part of dozens, if not hundreds of other people here as we get closer to Sunday, if you want to be part of hundreds of other people who are actually on that same path, don't want to miss this. So again, Book Fair, April 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern. The link is in the bio. @public.library on Instagram. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.